Yeah, weird sandwich combinations. Oh, you can get involved on Facebook. I will chuck it up there right now. Tell us your weird combos. Peanut butter and jam, Vegemite with something else. I don't think you mess with Vegemite. Put it with cheese, no dramas, but don't put it with anything else. Oh, looks like the phones are working here. Hold on a sec. I'm going to take this call. I reckon this is Shirley here. This is Shirley. That's her number for sure. Hello, Shirley.
Hi, Shani.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you for calling. I'm glad the phones are working.
That's all right, Johnny.
I can always rely on you, can't I, Shirley?
You can.
Hey, do you have any...
I'm just telling you what my favourite sandwich is, right?
That's perfect. That's what I wanted. Here we go. What have you got for me?
Tomato.
Yeah, hold on. I'm writing
onion,
it down. Yep.
Hard-boiled egg.
Yep.
Beetroot.
Oh, geez, hold on, I'm running out of ink in my pen. Yeah, keep going.
And vinegar.
And vinegar?
Yeah, put vinegar on, I just love it.
Wow.
Or tomato and onion and vinegar.
Tomato, onion and vinegar, that's, for me, that's a game. Never heard of putting vinegar on a sandwich before, but I'm not going to make fun of it. Does it taste nice?
I just love it, yeah.
Wow, so...
This is a different flavour altogether.
Let me go again with that. Hold on, Shirley, I'm going to actually... I've had to get another pen here because there were so many ingredients and I ran out of ink.
Come on,
so what was it? What was it again? What was it? Seriously, vinegar.
The
first one you said.
Tomato.
Vinegar, tomato. Yep.
Egg.
Oh yeah, beautiful. Do you? So it's a hard-boiled egg.
Yes.
Yep.
Beetroot.
Yum. Yep. What was the other thing? Well, that was
and
it.
And vinegar?
Vinegar, tomato, egg, and beetroot.
And, yeah.
Oh, wow. Shirley's. I'm going to call that the Shirley special, okay?
Yeah, it's really good.
What's happening in your rower, Shirley, today? Anything going on?
Wool week is weekend, Shawnee.
Wool week?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, have you fed the chooks this morning?
Not yet.
Not yet.
I'm still in bed, Jeff.
Oh, you're still in bed. Oh, right.
I just got out of bed to ring you.
Oh, that's good. Well, you stay there in bed, Shirley. You keep it locked at 95.3. The Shirley special. Hey, maybe I should try this sandwich this morning and I'll put it and I'll let you know. I'll whack it up on our Facebook. You're not on Facebook, are you, Shirley?
No, I haven't got a computer, Shirley.
You don't do that. No, well, you know what? I'll let you know how it goes. Vinegar, tomato, egg, and beetroot, the Shirley special. Maybe we should pitch that sandwich to Subway, and you could get your own Subway sandwich.
I don't think they do that.
You don't reckon they do that? Good on you, Shirley. I've got to get to my news. Great to chat.
No worries, Shirley. Have a good day.
On you, Shirley. Talk to you soon. See ya.
Bye.
Great day coming up. The phones have been going hot for these tickets, and I do have another double pass to give away in a tick. It's the last one for the week, in fact. The Mulwala Water Ski Club, that's the venue. It's Classic Hits Live. It's going to be huge. Ross Wilson, Sudo Weko, 1927, There's Dragon, Kids in the Kitchen, Wendy Matthews, the list goes on, and also Mark Gable, who joins me right now on your Friday morning. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, look, Shawnee, right?
Yes, mate.
Just what I got to say, mate. You know, like DJs shorten their name, you lengthened it. Your name is Sean, and you've gone Shawnee.
Yep, I went for a bit of extra length. I threw a Y on the end, Shawnee.
Good on you. How are you going?
I'm good, mate. I'm going really good. Actually, before we get stuck into the gig, you and I have spoken before. In fact, people have stopped me down the street and said, you know that time you spoke to Mark Gable, was he winding you up? Was he being a smart aleck? Was he having a laugh? Look, I've got the audio here for you. I'll give you a bit of a refresher, okay?
I'm going to play it
for you. Here's what it went down.
Hello, Sean.
G'day, Mark. What's going on?
What a great name you have, Sean Cullen.
I think that, is there a joke coming here? Or
No, but I just think, you know, hi, my name is, I'm Sean Cullen, you know.
No, that's what went down last time we spoke. Seriously, I've been at the pub or the supermarket. People go, was he whining? I said, no, he's just got a bit of a sense of humour, that's all.
I don't know whether it's sense of humour. I'm listening to that, I'm going, that's not funny. Right? That guy's wrong. And, you know, and the pause there, right? And you sort of go, he's obviously getting old. He can't think quickly. You know, so I think he's a bit of a zoob, really, you know. Yeah, there you go.
Mark, big gig coming up.
Yes.
Chances are it's going to be actually pretty hot, being January the 5th. You can get your tickets right now, ticketmaster.com.au. But, Mark, what have you been up to of late? Have you been gigging? Have you been in Australia? What's new in the world of you?
Well, coincidentally, you should mention, I just got off Rock the Boat 2018. And actually, Eurogliders were actually on the upcoming show on the 5th of Jan.
Mm-hmm.
There, And they were on the boat, and I had a lot of laughs with them. I can tell you, they told me these stories, mate. Right, the stuff that goes on backstage, and the stuff that will go on backstage, I'm going to film so everybody can watch it on Facebook, yeah. So, yeah, but the Choir Boys will release an instrumental album. We're in the process of doing another two albums, and one of them is a rock opera about Australia in the 70s.
Tell us about the rock opera. What's that?
It's about Australia in the 70s, mm-hmm. and it's about an up-and-coming or a striving to be successful female, young female surfer who is unable to break through because of the male dominance in the surfing industry. You know, I just kind of elaborated a little on that and brought in a bit of feminism there, which is, you know, it's a good thing. But it's, you know, it's set in the 70s with the halcyon days of Australia when everything was beautiful. And, you know, like if I could make a hat, it would say, make Australia 70s again.
You've got some great memories, I'm guessing.
Yeah. When were you born?
Sure. 83. I'm an 83, man. I can't even remember the 80s. I remember a bit of the back end, but, yeah, I didn't have my, I guess, fun till the late 90s.
You're so young.
Yeah, I know.
So young.
God. No, that's great, Mark. How do people, if people did want to find out more about that, what you were just saying then, the opera thing, how do they do that?
Well, they just have to wait.
They just have to wait.
Till I get it finished.
All right, okay.
You know, and there's other things. I have to feed the cat this morning.
Yep.
You know, so there's lots of things going. I've got to vacuum and mop the floor, and then I'll get on with it. And by the time this afternoon is done, I should be finished. And then they'll know more about it once it's done.
And that's your Friday sorted. Hey, Mark, I was talking to Bruce Curnow. Now, he's from Kids in the Kitchen. He's the drummer. He was telling me, he owns the local music shop here in Shep, the Little Music Shop it's called. He was saying what he loves about these gigs is, especially these ones where you just rock up and play, he said the green room. Not that it's craziness these days, but it's catching up with people he hasn't seen in a long time. Do you find the same?
Yeah, pretty much, you know, and also some of the arguments that have gone down. And the problems.
What sort of arguments?
The drama. Well, you know, I can't really elaborate, right, but there was one artist who got fired from the show, right? And then there was a promoter, right, who he didn't say he got fired, he said he quit the artist, right? And then the promoter said that he fired the artist. So these are the kind of things that go on. And I'm privy to all of this because I just hang in the background. I don't say anything.
Yep.
And then people just come to me and they go, hi, Mark, this happened to me and that happened to me.
I love
you know,
it.
And like Swanium told me his stories, you know, and Kids in the Kitchen are always fun, you know, because the clothes that they wear.
Mm.
And when they're getting dressed, I like to watch them get dressed and do their hair. That's always fun.
Mark, got to get to a break here in Triple M. Stick around. I've got a very, very important topic or an issue or an event, I guess, that's coming up outside of Classic Hits Live that I want to ask you about. Stay right there and we'll talk to you right after this on Triple M. Triple M, you stuck around. Thanks for doing that, Mark. Now, Mark, I've got a bit of news for you. This started just with a conversation on air last week by myself, reminiscing of, here's a confession, I was in a boy band in year 12. Yes, a boy band like Justin Timberlake and Robbie Williams and what those guys were in year 12.
What was it called?
We were called Kitchen Sink instead of NSYNC because we thought we were hilarious. Kitchen Sink. I know, it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
I'm sure you agree on that. So what happened was I was reminiscing. I was thinking last week and I was just talking on air and I thought, maybe we should get a band together. Then it kind of came to me. I play guitar. Billy, who takes over from me at 9 a.m., he's a drummer. Could we recruit two more? So we've got a singer, we've got a bass player, we've named ourselves, wait for it, ACGV. That's the GV for Goulburn Valley.
ACGV. I get it.
We're playing a gig next Friday night at the Aussie Hotel here in Shepparton. You could call us maybe up and comers. What advice would you give us?
All right. there's two pieces of advice. The first one is, if you're going to do a photo shoot, don't eat broccoli before the photo shoot, because if you smile, then it'll be in your teeth, right? Now, the second piece of advice is make sure that you get paid for the gig.
Really?
You are being paid, aren't you?
Well, we haven't had that discussion yet.
Shawnee, you never, ever do a gig for free.
Right.
Make sure the first gig that I ever did with a band, we got paid wait for it, $10. All right, the year was 1968.
Well, that's a lot of money then.
That was a lot of money, but we got our $2 cash. And you make sure you get paid. Right?
Righto.
Get a contract, okay?
All right, well, I wish he was outside the studio now, because I'd wave him in here and say, mate, we're not doing it unless we were going to do it for free.
No. Look, it doesn't matter whether the band is rubbish, which I'm sure it will be, right? You get on stage and you just try and convince the audience that it's art. It doesn't matter whether it's total bollocks, right?
All right.
You just you make them believe that it's art. So you must get paid.
All right.
I don't care how small, you must get paid.
All right. Well, maybe we can add this, you know, at least $10. Maybe just to match your wage from back then, we'll ask for $10 each. That's $40.
Yep.
That's
yep.
$40 all up. Rightio, Mark, I'm going to keep you in the loop. I'll let you know how we go next Friday night. Make sure you go to ticketmaster.com.au, jump on there and grab your tickets to the Mulwala Water Ski Club. It's Classic Hits Live. It's 10 acts. It's 50 songs. It's going to be brilliant. And you can also give me a call right now on 13 2710. If you want to double pass to that, give us a call right now. Triple M. The great man Mossy is going to be up on stage here in Shepparton, Riverlinks venues, or emoss.com.au to get your tickets. It's going to be great. I've seen him live before, acoustic, and it is very, very good indeed. I highly, highly recommend it. And he joins me right now on your Friday morning. Good morning, Mossy.
Good morning, Sean.
How are you, mate?
Not too bad, thanks, mate.
Now,
looking forward to hitting the Sheppers.
Yeah, well, I want to talk about Shepp in a sec, but what I do want to ask you about is the Oztober Garage Session. That was a couple of nights ago in Townsville. I know you've been doing a lot of gigs. That might all be blurring into one, but tell us about it. You were up there. There was Diesel, Screaming Jets, Birds of Tokyo, and yourself. How was it?
Fantastic. We had a really great night. Beautiful location at Quayside there.
Mm.
Beautiful. Barmy kind of night, a little steamy, typical Townsville, but just a wonderful atmosphere.
Before I talk about your gig this Saturday night, I'm starting a band up here, myself on guitar, Billy, who takes over from me at 9 o'clock, he's on drums. We've recruited, through our listeners, a singer, her name's Alia. Mel, he plays bass. It's all come about from nothing, really. We're playing a gig next Saturday night at a pub here in Shep at the Aussie Hotel. We're up-and-comers, we're new. What advice can you give us?
Head down, bum up, practice hard. Listen to each other when you're playing, and make sure your drummer can play in time.
Okay, well, Billy's next door, he'll hear this. All right, make sure the drummer can play in time, so all the pressure's on him. What about green room backstage? A couple of beers to calm the nerves, or stay? What do you think?
Yeah, you've got to be careful with that stuff, but, you know, it always helps to have just, in moderation, a bit of a tipple, calms the nerves.
You've got plenty of gigs going on. I saw some footage of you before on YouTube performing Anzac Day, MCG, 100,000 people. Let's compare that gig to, say, Shepparton. Do you have the same amount of nerves, or you've just been doing it so long that you don't get nervous, or you do get nervous?
No, there's always a little bit of nerves, which is pretty important, because you just need something to give you, just give you a bit of edge kind of thing. So, I guess over the years, the whole nervous side is slowly dwindling, but it's still there a little bit, and it's a good thing. It just makes you sort of get up and get a bit of edge going, which we always really need.
Mossy, what can the guys, the people of the Goulburn Valley, expect? Is it a combination of some chisel tunes, a fair bit of your new stuff as well?
Yeah, look, it's a well-rounded show. For a start, just to make sure people know, it is solo acoustic.
Yep.
Which doesn't mean show's still got a ton of oomph. I like to carry a nice big sound system around, but yeah, it's a well-rounded show. We've got Tucker's Daughter, Telephone Booth, Such a Beautiful Thing, and other songs from Matchbook. Bow River, of course, is always there. I got my version of some Chisel songs, Choir Girl, Flame Trees,
mm-hmm.
Saturday Night, and a few. And plus, we've got a brand new album, self-titled album, which came out in March this year.
Yeah, so you're going to play a couple of tunes from that?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
And then the whole show is well rounded out with a couple of good blues jazz standards like Georgia On My Mind and Cry Me A River.
Jump to emoss.com.au or riverlinksvenues.com.au. Mossy, thanks for your time and your Friday morning. I know you're a very busy man, and we look forward to the gig this Saturday night.
Thanks for talking to me, Sean. Cheers.